short lesson for us here this morning. But before we begin, let's have a word of prayer. So y'all find your seats here. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, just ask for your presence here as we spend some time here with the children, and I pray that they could understand this lesson, Lord, that it could be useful to them. Thank you for being here with us, Lord. I pray you'd bless the rest of this service and each one that shares, Lord, that you would calm their hearts and give them courage to speak your word. Just pray in Jesus' name, amen. We're going to talk about the power of kindness today. And I want to read a verse to start with. There's a verse in James chapter 4. It says, "Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." We think of sin, a lot of times we think of something bad that you do. Disobedience or lying, maybe anger, just being mean to somebody, all these things that you can do that aren't right. But God says, he looks at this just the same way if we know to do something good and we choose not to do it. And there's a lot of times God will give us a prompting to do something for somebody, a way that we can show kindness, a way that we can help somebody. And God does not like when we just ignore that and choose not to do it. I'm going to read a story. I have some more verses here, but I'll read a story to start with, if I can find it in here. The story is called God's Hands. Jerry was working in his own garden on the compound of a mission school in West Africa. Very carefully, he pulled out every weed he could find. Suddenly, as he worked, he became ill. Some of his friends took him to the mission hospital. The nurse took his temperature, put him in bed, and called the doctor. His sickness was a great disappointment to Jerry because it was only 3 weeks before the annual inspection of all the gardens by the superintendent. And he had so hoped to get the prize this year. Every day he had worked his hardest, digging, planting, weeding, and striving his utmost to make his the best garden at the mission. But now all his hopes seemed shattered. As he lay in the hospital, he pictured the weeds growing up. They grow very quickly in West Africa and spoiling all he had done. As inspection day drew nearer and he was not allowed to get up, he knew there was no possible hope of his winning. The other boys would be working hard on their gardens and making them look all spick and span. He didn't stand a chance. Meanwhile, something was happening at the mission. Daniel, Jerry's friend, had a bright idea. He too was going in for the competition, but he thought it was too bad that Jerry should stand no chance at all because of his illness. He had talked to the other boys about it, and they had all agreed to give just a little time each day to keeping the weeds out of Jerry's garden until inspection day came around. So, while they still tried to make their own gardens the best, they gave a little extra care and love to that of the poor sick boy who could not look after his own. At last, inspection day arrived. Jerry was still lying in the hospital, and he was discouraged. He thought he could see his garden covered with weeds. He pictured the superintendent going around and saying, "Whose garden is that with all those dreadful weeds in it?" Then he seemed to hear some of the boys saying, "Oh, that's Jerry's garden." It was too bad, he thought, that it should happen like this. After all my work, and he knew he had worked harder than the others, but there was nothing he could do about it now. Jerry was becoming more and more miserable when the door of the ward opened, and to his surprise, in walked the superintendent and a group of the boys. "What could this mean?" "We have come to congratulate you," said the superintendent, "on winning the prize for the best-kept garden this year." "Me?" said Jerry, with eyes wide open. "Yes, you," said the superintendent. "But it's all covered with weeds." "It wasn't when I saw it this morning," said the superintendent. "But how? What?" "It's all right," said Daniel with a twinkle in his eye. "We are all happy that you have won the prize. You see, God didn't let the weeds grow in your garden because you deserve to win. He knew you had worked harder than us all." I think that's right, said the superintendent, but I believe he had some human hands to help him. At this, all the boys laughed happily and ran out again to their work, while Jerry, overjoyed, dropped a little tear of gladness on his pillow. So we probably all like doing things that make us happy. And kindness is one of those things we can do that makes us happy as well as those that we are being kind to and helping out. In this story, the one boy had a really good point when he said that God was the one that kept the weeds out of that boy's garden. And that's true because God was the one that put the thought in his mind of sacrificing a little bit of their time to help Jerry while he was sick and couldn't work in his own garden. But there is such a thing as being kind to someone and they're not grateful for it. And there's a verse in Luke chapter 6 that says, "But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." That verse tells us that God is kind. He shows mercy, and he gives gifts, and he provides for those, even the ones that don't acknowledge him and aren't grateful for what he does for them. And we're supposed to be like Jesus, and we're supposed to be a reflection of him. And just because somebody isn't grateful for what we've done for them doesn't mean that we shouldn't have done it or that we shouldn't keep doing it. We should be kind to everyone, even if they don't appreciate it, because that's what God does. And there's times that God does things for us that we don't appreciate the way we should. And God is our example of kindness and mercy. A couple other verses here I'll read. Ephesians 4:35, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." And then one more verse in Matthew chapter 10. "And whosoever shall give to drink unto these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." So that verse tells us that we will be rewarded for every little act of kindness that we do. If we're doing it out of love and with the right motive, God will reward us for that. Even if it doesn't seem like it makes a difference, even if it doesn't seem like we get rewarded here on earth. So that's just an encouragement to, rather than being selfish and when we see somebody that needs help or something we could do nice for somebody, rather than just keeping our time to ourselves and doing what we think we'd rather do, it's good to listen to those promptings and to be kind and courteous when we can. I'm sure we can all think of times in our own life when others were kind to us. And yeah, it's very small things, and they can make a big impact on us. I remember one time when I was pretty young, I don't know, 9 or 10 maybe, and we were visiting at a church. I forget what it was. They had revivals or something in the evening, and we were there visiting, and I didn't know anybody. Like, my dad might have known some people from the church, and so that's why we went. And I remember right after the service, there was a boy that came up and just started talking to me, very friendly, and I didn't know him. I don't know what his name was, but I still remember that to this day. That, yeah, it was nice to have somebody that just willing to spend some time with you and make you feel welcome. So, yeah, just as you go through life, try to think of ways that you can be kind to others, and God will reward you for it. So you can go back to your parents.